It's lovely to be with you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. How lovely to hear your voices, see your faces, and what a special time it is for us to be able to worship God together from wherever we are. I hope you've got your order for morning prayer. This is the first Sunday of Advent, Advent Sunday, and another great occasion in the church's year. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Reveal among us the light of your presence, that we may behold your power and glory. Blessed are you, sovereign God of all. To you be praise and glory forever. In your tender compassion, the dawn from on high is breaking upon us to dispel the lingering shadows of night. As we look for your coming among us this day, open our eyes to behold your presence and strengthen our hands to do your will, that the world may rejoice and give you praise. Amen. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Come, let us return to the Lord and say, Lord our God, in our sin we have avoided your call. Our love for you is like a morning cloud, like the dew that goes away early. Have mercy on us, deliver us from judgment, bind up our wounds, and revive us. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. And our psalm this morning is Psalm 25. And we begin by saying the refrain together. Remember, Lord, your compassion and love. In you, Lord my God, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Saviour, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your compassion and love. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. Remember, Lord, your compassion and love. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Free us, God of mercy, from all that keeps us from you. Relieve the misery of the anxious and the ashamed, and fill us with the hope of peace through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. The first reading is from Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 9. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy we have in the presence of our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus clear the way for us to come to you. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And our canticle this morning, a song of God's herald, words taken from Isaiah. We begin by saying the refrain together. God will feed his flock like a shepherd and gather the lambs in his arms. Go up to a high mountain, herald of good things to Zion. Lift up your voice with strength, herald of good tidings to Jerusalem. Lift up your voice, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. God will feed his flock like a shepherd, and gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his breast, and gently lead those that are with young. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. God will feed his flock like a shepherd, and gather the lambs in his arms.
The second reading is from St. Luke chapter 21, beginning at verse 25. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. On earth, nations shall be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. People will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on in the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up, lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. He told them this parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you suddenly, like a trap. For it will come on all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on watch, and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of God, the Son of Man. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. And we are in Advent time, aren't we? The colour of purple, no less. We are watching and waiting whilst journeying along in somewhat difficult times. And we are now into the Gospel of Luke, as we have heard already from Mary, for this new liturgical year. There are interesting things that are said about Luke. He provides an orderly account of Jesus. He is a storyteller. He describes characters. He narrates parables, and he gives a very persuasive account of the truth and knowing the truth, which Steph spoke on last week. It is true that we are journeying along in difficult times. And most recently on Friday, we said goodbye and we honoured the life of Ron Tidball. Many of you were present to that, and most of you will know him. And when we lose someone we love, it impresses upon us to consider our finiteness here on earth, doesn't it? And it also helps us consider the infinite hope of everlasting life. through this experience, our thoughts are focused towards the thinking, what are we doing? What are we doing with our time that is left here? We also prayed the prayer of asking for wisdom and grace from God to use that time that we have left well. In Luke's gospel, from the reading we heard today, it tells us to be aware and alert for difficult times. And it encourages us to remain close to Jesus, to help us with the pain, but also to notice the context by looking around at what we're learning about the situation we find ourselves in. It is interesting that during COVID, when faced with rules and quite possibly more rules again, we look for the things we could and we can do, creative and thoughtful things. The word crisis has often been used in these last 2 years, and especially during the pandemic. And in the Chinese language, the word for crisis is composed of two characters, one meaning danger and the other meaning opportunity. Recently, Devon County Council have shared the information that there is a care crisis, but it's nationally experienced as well. And there are people living in our communities that are struggling, like really struggling. And I met with two friends a couple of weeks ago. One was a hospital manager, the other was a psychotherapist, and they are fully aware of the crisis of care that we are experiencing. People are being discharged from hospital without the necessary care in place, and they are relying on church and community to fill the gaps. One of them said that people who were coping before COVID are now experiencing mental health problems and not coping, even though they seem to be coping on the outside. And there are those who are also struggling to emerge, having lost confidence. What can we do? How can we help? Maybe they just need an invitation and someone to listen or give them a call. Steph does the most delicious soup once a month, and we are meeting this week for coffee as well. How about inviting someone along this week? It's at the golf club. I have a space in my car. So if you'd like a lift or know someone who might like a lift, just give me a call. Our reading from Thessalonians tells of the joy felt when in fellowship with other believers. And it says that it is good to gather and it is good to watch out for each other. Did you know that it was Stir Up Sunday last week? For the last couple of days, my mum has been making her Christmas pudding in her huge bowl, which requires a certain amount of strength as we mix the ingredients up together. Let's be asking God to stir our hearts, to be alert, to notice, to see things differently, and to be gentle with those who may be experiencing really tough times. Let's consider as well for a moment that symbol of the fig tree in Luke. The fig tree is the first in early spring to show its leaves. It is the first to announce new life and new hope. Let's welcome in hope by offering a little invitation. It just might make a difference in someone's life because it's good news. It's God's love. Let's have a certain braveness with each other and be hope carriers for those who are around us. Let's pray. Father, we know your love and we feel your love. Help us share it with each other today. Stir up our hearts and wills in this Advent time of watching and waiting for our Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Christ be our light, shine in our hearts, shine through the darkness, shine in your church gathered today. In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, we praise you for the many blessings you pour out on our creation. We pray that all who seek you may find you, and filled with your Holy Spirit, may become a living temple acceptable to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We seek your blessing on the world, our nation, and all in positions of authority, on our homes, our communities, on the lonely, the fearful, the isolated, on our neighbours, families, and friends. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the sick and suffering. Especially we pray for Jacques, Jen, Brian, Jennifer, Jean, Jane, Alan, Aileen, Rosemary, Ali, Morris, Gordon, Sally, Richard, Marion, Camilla, Brenda, Robert, Tim, and Addie, and those known to you alone, who we lift to you now in a moment of silence. We pray for them and all who care for them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We give you thanks for the lives of the recently departed and all those we remember with love and thanksgiving. Especially we remember Ron Tidball. May they rest in peace, and may your peace rest upon all who grieve, that they may know the hope, comfort, and love of Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Loving God, we thank you that you have called us into the body of Christ together here today. And we praise you for all your good gifts to us. Help us to go out into the world refreshed by your Spirit and in the power of your love, to live for you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And the collect for today, which is Advent Sunday. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and to put on the armour of light. Now in this time of mortal life, in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to us in great humility, that on the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal through him who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Shall we say together the Lord's Prayer?
Our Father,
Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. May God himself, the God of peace, make you perfect and holy, and keep you safe and blameless in spirit, soul, and body for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst us and remain with us and those we love and pray for, today and always. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Claire.
Thank you for having me.
It's been great to worship with you. As Claire said in her talk, the coffee morning this Wednesday is at the golf club, and everybody, we really do mean it, everybody is very, very welcome to join us if you can. We are going to also be meeting on Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock for a short time of Compline for Advent on the four Wednesdays of Advent. That information should have gone out to you with this Sunday's information. The service will remain the same. The readings are different for each Wednesday. But again, you're very welcome to join us on the phone or on Zoom. And if you haven't got the details, please contact me and let me know. And we look forward to seeing you sometime very soon. Have a great day. God bless you. And a happy Advent. Eat that chocolate, open those windows, and light those candles. And we'll see you soon. God bless. Bye-bye.
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 Bye.